Janet Hoff in the WRJN News Center. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 57. Full forecast details are coming up. Representatives of the city of Racine will be walking through neighborhoods this summer looking for poorly maintained properties and unlicensed pets. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The Common Council approved the pilot program, which is designed to increase animal licensing and improve housing and property conditions. The representatives are going to be wearing public health department clothing and vests. They'll have official identification while visiting the neighborhoods. They will be looking at the exterior conditions of homes, things like the roof, the gutters, the siding, windows, and chimney. They'll also note tall grass and weeds, excessive garbage, or dog feces. Door hangers, business cards, and postcards are going to be used to communicate concerns about a home with the occupant and to encourage a resolution to the problem before the involvement of the unit inspectors, which could result in a fine. The health department's representatives will also be watching for unlicensed pets. The estimate is nearly 37,000 pets in the city without a license, possibly unvaccinated. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Unlike the proposed event center on Racine's lakefront, there's been no significant public feedback on the request of Alderman Henry Perez to have committee of the whole discussion about making the mayor's job a part-time position. It came up twice at this week's public comment portion of the Common Council meeting. Fiona Murphy used the word irresponsible given the current state of affairs in the country.
Evanston, they have a part-time mayor. Their aldermen also make about $20 less than $16,000 a year per alderman. So they do have a part-time mayor. I lived in Evanston for years when I was at Northwestern.
Esther Roberts drove in from Summers to say the person leading the city of Racine has more than just an impact on the city.
If you live somewhere and you raise your family somewhere and you love your city, I don't think that you should think that your city is only worth part-time.
At this point, no committee of the whole has been scheduled on discussion about the mayor's job being reduced to part-time. Issuing a liquor license for a community can be a double-edged sword in that once granted, whomever has it can legally fight to keep it, according to John Belogic, the attorney for the city of Burlington, during debate about needing more licenses for local business development.
If you decide not to approve, we give that special attention and we set it up for due process hearing in front of the Common Council. We'll be retaining outside legal counsel to be the advocate to take the license away. I would be advising the Common Council as the hearing body. And so it's like a mini trial. So, you know, and that can be done. We've had due process hearings in the past for various reasons.
The information came about with Burlington aldermen discussing the fact the city, having reached its population-based state limit on liquor licenses, was required to buy licenses from neighboring communities. A Racine man is facing two counts of mistreatment of animals, accused of failing to get treatment for a dog that fell off a porch and injured its leg. According to court documents, Racine police found two dogs in 48-year-old Lawrence Linker's Franklin Street home, both with dirty fur and flea dirt in their fur. Officers reported the floors of the home were covered with feces and urine. One of the dogs, named Kyle, had a swollen paw and was limping. Linker allegedly told officers that he had been giving the dog liquor for the pain and had been thinking about hitting the animal in the head with a hammer to make him go to sleep. He surrendered both dogs to police. In court today, Linker pleaded not guilty to the misdemeanor charges and will return to court next month for a pretrial conference. As a condition of his bond, he was ordered not to possess any domestic animals. The Kenosha County Board approved a resolution this week urging everyone to leave their cars at home and bike to work next month. Bike to Work Week actually runs 2 weeks from July 11th through the 24th. Supervisor Leah Blau said it encourages everyone to explore Kenosha County on two wheels.
I encourage everybody again to ride your bike to work, to the store. If you register your rides online on the county website, you will have the opportunity to win prizes, get yourself fit, and enjoy the weather.
Blau noted several bike-related activities are scheduled in the county, in addition to Bike to Work Week, including racing at the Velodrome, the return of Food Folks and Spokes, a bicycle parade as part of this year's Civic Veterans Parade, and the third annual Bike Across Wisconsin later this year that will end at the Velodrome. The resolution was approved unanimously. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.